praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to be in God's house today. It's good to have you all with us. If you don't mind, do you have any names over here?
I'm Alfonso.
Alfonso?
And yes, we're from Ryan.
Okay.
My wife, Adele.
It's nice to meet you all. Well, feel welcome here. I hope you do already. Praise the Lord. Good to have you with us. Sure enjoyed our prayer meeting last night. Those that came, we had a glorious time in the Lord. Try to do that at least once a month. We'll see what the Lord has for us after we did it. If you have any suggestions, let me know. Let me know what you think, what you feel. And, you know, we're all one body, so let's... Lord, we all want to get closer to the Lord. We all want to go to heaven, right? I mean, break it down. We're all on the same team. So if you got something the Lord might have told you, let me know. So, but I sure enjoyed that. But we got the Word of God this afternoon. So if you've got your Bibles, let's open those up to 1 John chapter 5. I'd like to continue our series here on the absolute that we've been preaching the last few services here. A place that we can put our feet and know that we're right, or a place that we find our feet and know that we're wrong. Because God's always right, and if we leave Him, we're always wrong. So it's an absolute. 1 John chapter 5, and we'll just start at verse 1 here. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. I'd like to preach today, these are they that love the Lord. These are they that love the Lord. Let's bow our heads before Him. We approach His Word. Is there a need you'd have in your heart? And with a lifted hand, say, Lord, you know what's behind this. And I know the Word is the only thing that can help me. I lift it to you. God bless each one and seize your hearts. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be in your house and to rest in that promise that you said if two or three would gather together in your name, you'd be here, Lord. And we believe that with all our hearts. Pray that the Holy Spirit would have full preeminence in our lives, Lord, that you just comb right through us, Father. And if there's any darkness that the devil's got in our lives, would you just expose it? Lord, let us repent quickly and take it far from us, Lord, that we can serve you with a clean conscience, clean of heart. Lord, if there's any empty today, I pray you'll come and fill them. I pray if there's any sickness, Lord, you'll come and heal them. Lord, and be glorified in this service. You that know our hearts, I pray you feed everyone, Lord, and give them the desire that they have. Lord, that you might be glorified in every life. We commit this service into your hands. Lord, speak through my mouth, but Father, hear through all of our hearts, and may we receive your word with all that's in us. We ask you, Lord, to take the service now into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated today. Thank the Lord. These are they that love the Lord. Now, before I get started here, I want to make sure you notice something that let me double check. Every scripture I've got today is New Testament. You know, so when we get to talking about the commandments of the Lord and what we ought to be doing and what we ought to not be doing, we've got to recognize that these are still scriptures. A lot of people try to separate law and grace without taking the real truth of what the separating line was. I understand we're not under the legalistic law that was in the Old Testament. The blood has come and freed us from the law of sin and death and gave us new life in Christ. But brother, sister, don't tell me you got the Holy Ghost and still going to go murder somebody. Right. Don't tell me you got the Holy Ghost and you still lie, cheat, steal, hate your neighbor. Right. Come on now. Still can't show no love for God. Brother, sister, you're just lying to yourself. Because if you're truly born again, you're going to do certain things. That's right. We're all a little different. I understand that. Not every flower is the same, but every flower's got a stem. Every flower soaks sunlight in. Every flower takes in the water to push out new life. That's right. And don't tell me you're a flower and you're sitting here a rock and can't move. That's right. There's got to be a certain amount happening in your life to prove to us that we really know that we're serving the Lord. And as what we just read here, if there's any apostle, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to already get relaxed. I'm already getting a little warm. That's all right. The apostle here, John, most people know John as the apostle of love. John talked about love throughout the whole book of John and also 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. He talks about love and love and love. And people have misconstrued love so much because we've listened to the world's side of love. We've listened to the world that says, if you do something wrong and I say something about it, I don't love you no more. If you're about to fall off a cliff, if I say something, I'm discriminating against you. I ought to shut my mouth because that's real love by not saying nothing. Or if I really did love you, brother, sister, and I really got a revelation that a man's about to fall away in sin, something in my heart, if I got any real revelation, would Paul say and say, stop, don't go that way, come back to the cross before it's too late. Now, if I've got a guile in my heart, if I'm trying to make myself better than somebody else, I don't have the Spirit of Christ either. That's right. When if you're really living for the Lord, you want somebody else to benefit. Amen. It's a life of continual sacrifice for others. And as the more we give out, if we'll actually have faith in what the Lord said, the more that you give out, the more He puts back in you. Amen. Amen. As long as you don't get all selfish with the Lord, you'll be blessed from heaven. That's right. Eternal life truly is living for others. Amen. Here's John now. We read this, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ. Keep your Bibles open. 1 John, we'll be going to John here in a minute. I got a lot of scriptures today. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begot loveth Him also as begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God. So brother, sister, whatever our definition is, needs to go in the trash can, because the truth is what the Word says about it. The love of God is what God said His love was. That's right. As we could read, I'll get to it in a little bit. The Bible says that God is love. God is the very essence of love. But brother, sister, don't read that the other way. That love is God. Because all people got all kinds of definition of what love is. So they make it their own definition and say, well, that's God because that's my definition of love. No, brother, sister, He's the definition of love. And the love that He showed us surpasses anything this world's ever come up with. Hallelujah. When I was dead in sins and trespasses, somebody came from His throne in glory. Didn't have to. He chose to. Born in a stable. Took my place. Stretched out His hands willingly. Says, I'll die for you. Even the man that looked him right in the eyes denied Him 3 times. He turned around and said, Peter, I'll still die for you. Sure. Right. Glory to God. Amen. Don't tell me that there's a better love than God's love. It's the most glorious thing that's ever been here. It's who He is. Hallelujah. For this is the love of God. Now this is the God shown His love to us, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Brother, sister, that'll show you if you got a revelation or not. Oh man, it's just so hard to serve the Lord. I mean, He wants me to pray every day. I mean, every day? Read my Bible. You know, that's kind of hard to be understood sometimes. I'd rather read the newspaper. What? Watch things that got holy. There ain't nothing holy left on TV. There you go. There's a revelation. Take it up, pack it up, kick it out. That's right. Because there ain't nothing good no more. That's right. It's not grievous, though, to the Christian because you got a revelation. You got a revelation that this world is perishing. That every foundation, brother, sister, is gone. Even what we thought we used to have in this life, in the last 10 years, we done blowed it all up. America, I still believe we're probably the greatest nation in the world, but that shows you how bad the world is. Because we're still terrible. That's right. That's like saying that's the best kind of vomit. It's still vomit. It's still gross. It still ain't nothing I want. I'm ready to leave this world and go to a foundation that can't be moved, from a God that's never changed and that only brings forth love and righteousness. Amen. The commandment of God is not grievous to a true born-again Christian. It's His delight. Amen. Why? Because our commandments are not based in rules and regulations and this and don'ts and that and this. It is based in the love. Amen. Relationship between us and Him. Sure. Hallelujah. But look, brother, sister, if I said I love my wife and cheated on her every other day, you know I was lying. Right. If I said I love my wife and beat her, you know I was lying. If I said I loved her and said, well, I know she'll forgive me of this, but I'm going to do it anyways. Oh, now go ahead and make it the Lord now. Right. Oh, I know He'll forgive me, but, you know, I'm just going to do it anyways. Wow. Ooh, you might want to check up. Right. Let's turn in John chapter 13. That's St. John now. St. John chapter 13. Let's find what God's commandment really was to us here in the New Testament. John 13, 34. 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Go to chapter 14, verse 15. Chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Give me a good amen today.
Amen.
Verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse or chapter 15, verse 11. John 15, 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Brother, sister, I think sometimes we just get too smart for God. I think sometimes we get too much revelation for God. How many knows that song? This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. So why is Jesus giving us this commandment? It shows that He's loving us by telling us to keep His commandments. He's telling us to stay on the right path because He wants our joy to be full. And He knows if we leave the Word, we're giving ourselves over to the devil and our joy ain't going to be full no more. So it's not that He hates you, it's that He hates sin that's trying to destroy you. That's why He's saying, keep my commandments. Stay away from the things of the world. Stay away from the pressures of this life. Don't listen to the enemy, listen to me. Stay on my commandments. Stay on my Word. Stay protected behind my shelter and wings given. Amen today. Because that's where your joy is going to be full, brother, sister. You find a Christian that's living behind the Word. And I ain't talking just legalistic. I mean down here. Right. On the inside. Every moment, Lord, I just love you. I just appreciate you. I just want to worship you because you just because of who He is.
Amen.
Some people serve God because of what He does for them. You might as well get a politician then and go worship a president. This is different than that. I don't love my wife because she cooks supper and does the dishes. I love her because of who she is.
Amen.
If I loved her for that, I'd make a poor excuse of a husband. And if she loved me just because I paid the bills and went to work and did all these things for her, she'd be a poor excuse for a wife. Well, brother, sister, quit leaving the Word. Paul said, I speak of a man and a wife. And he goes somewhere in Corinthians, I believe. I'm just preaching on inspiration now. That's where my memory's gone, so I don't remember where it's at. But he preached on a wife, man and a wife, man and a wife, man and a wife. And he gets to the end, he says, now look,
yes.
I speak a mystery though.
Yes.
I'm talking about Christ in the church and how the New Testament has opened that up to us, how the revelation of the hours opened that up to us, a new intimacy with God. In the Old Testament, sure, they saw the pillar of fire at night. They saw the cloud at night, but they couldn't approach God.
Right.
Sorry, Dad. Getting a little too excited. That's all right. I got something worth being excited about. That's right. They saw the holy mountain and they saw God come down on the mountain, thunderings and lightnings. And what did they say? We're afraid. We're afraid. You know what? We're okay with this. Don't talk to us no more. God, you talk to Moses. Moses, come talk to us. And people think God did it that way. That's the way the people wanted it. They didn't want a personal relationship with God because they were too afraid. They were too afraid to fess up that, you know what? I'm a sinner. That I need help, that I need a Savior. Instead, they said, give us the commandments, Moses, and we'll do them. What a prideful statement to say. Lord, I don't need your help. I'll save myself. Some people in the New Testament still believe that. I don't need the blood. I'll be all right. I'll live so holy. God can't condemn me. Oh, my. You're done before you got started. That's right. If you ain't got a revelation that you need the blood, you're not a Christian yet. You might be a good legalist, you might make a good Pharisee, maybe even a good church member, maybe even a good message believer, but you're not a Christian yet.
Right.
The Christians recognize his dependency on God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So I'm talking today. Here are those that love God. Let's turn to 2 Timothy 2:19. And we'll go back to 1 John here. 2 Timothy 2:19. Second Timothy, chapter 2, verse 19. That's where we need to go ahead and put our faith, say, amen, Lord, it's the truth. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. that before we can even get started, brother, sister, I'm going to go ahead and throw this at you. Without the predestination of God, without God choosing you, you never could choose Him. It's not about us getting good enough to be saved. It's that before the foundation of the world, God either saw you there, died for you, took your place, or you'll never be there. Amen. It's our testimony, our profession only rests in what God professed about us. Amen. That's right. Oh my, I don't know if we all believe that just or not, but that's the scriptures. It has this seal that no matter what happens, I'm His son. No matter what I've done, I'm His son. So there had to be something to forgive me because God would not let me stay away from Him. He wanted me back in fellowship. That's why the Bible, but look here, that's the problem. We were in the world. We were stuck in the world with all the rest of the world. Even though those that God knows are not saved or will not be saved, we're still stuck with them. We're all stuck in this human because Adam and Eve sinned and we're all tied into that. That's why the Bible said, though, He died for our sins and not only ours, but the sins of the whole world. Why? Because He had to die for the whole world to take that part away from you, to die out to that. So you now you, that's in Christ, I hope I'm preaching to somebody, have recognized that what I was in the world is dead. And I'm alive to God. I am what God thought about me. I have this seal on my life. The Lord knows me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our profession means nothing without His first. Hallelujah. There's a few more scriptures here. 1 John 4:19. Thank You, Lord. Give us revelation, Lord. Totally dependent on God. 1 John 4:19. I'm finding it. Here we are. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen. 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 You say, well, brother, there's a lot of good people in the world. No, you got the wrong definition of good. There's a lot of people that love the Lord. No, you're using your definition of love. You have to stay with what God's definition of love. That's what I'm trying to talk about. There's a lot of people throwing that phrase around. Yep. Oh, I love the Lord Jesus. But look, if I use the word, do you love Him? Amen. Are His commandments grievous to you? Do you even worry about His commandments? Does it even matter anymore? Right. Most of us can't even get past 10 commandments, much less anything deeper than that. Right. We think 10 commandments is hard. Brother, sister, do you know Jesus came and magnified that?
That's right.
He said, you've heard that it's a sin to commit adultery. He said, but I tell you, if you even look at a woman in lust, you've committed adultery already. Right. Already down in your heart. That's right. He said, you've heard it's been, you know, if you murder somebody, you should thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not kill. So I tell you, if you even speak bad about a person without a cause, right, you murdered him. What was Jesus doing? He was magnifying the law to such an extent that even Paul said, I'm a wretch.
Yeah.
A man that could say, according to the law in the Pharisees, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, I was blameless. But then Christ came, and the magnifying glass came in, and I saw down in my heart, I had some pride. I found down in my heart I had some jealousy, but God didn't leave me that way. I took all that, counted it as dung, that I found Christ.
Amen.
And now I've got that love in my heart. That's a man that really loves God. A man that recognizes that my intellect didn't mean anything. I needed to know who this God was.
Amen.
And He met Him.
Amen.
And He met Him, not just a textbook. He met a man that came swirling down, a light shined. Look, it was supernatural too, because some of them didn't see it.
Right.
But Paul so saw it, he said he was blind for days.
Right.
Hallelujah. And he knew, that Jew knew. He'd read the Old Testament. He knew what God, that pillar of fire was coming back again. And he said, Lord, who are You?
Right.
He knew the question to ask. Moses did too. Actually, that's what I'm thinking of. The man that wrestled, Jacob, he wrestled him. He said, what's Your name? He said, don't you know it's a secret yet? The blood ain't come yet. I can't tell you just yet. Hallelujah. But here, after the atonement, a man asks us, who are You, Lord? He says, I'm Jesus.
Glory! Hallelujah!
This God that you think you know, you're persecuting. And it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. But then a revelation came. He received the Holy Ghost and he dropped all that he had to serve him. Why? This is one of those that actually loves the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, let's bring the whole picture in. It's not just enough to know that God loves you. You've got to love Him.
Right.
Now, you can't love Him unless you loved you first. That's right. But remember, the rich young ruler came to him one time. And he says, Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he says, you know, obey your father and mother, do this, do that, and gave him some rules. But deep down, he knew something missing. There's something missing in my life, because he said, Lord, I've done all these things since I was a youth. Why don't I have peace yet? Why am I still doubting if I die where I'm going? Don't be found in that case, brother, sister. We have a sure rock of revelation in the Word of God that you can know without a shadow of a doubt. Christ has took your place and you'll be in His heaven forever. That's right. He says, Master, I've done all these things. I've done them my whole life. So right there, we ought to quit judging ourselves that way. It didn't matter if he did it anyways. The man was still lost. And he asked Jesus the right question. Look at this. He came to the right person with the right question, but didn't have his heart right. He was looking for something to do.
Yes.
Sure, I'll go. You want me to build an orphanage? I'll do it.
Yeah.
You want me to do a cartwheel? Sure, as long as I'm saved. Then Jesus went all the way down. Now, this isn't all of our problem, but this was his problem. Went down. He said, look, you're a rich man. We'll take all you have. Go sell it to the poor and come follow me. Now, that didn't mean he was going to be poor. God was testing his faith to see if he would obey.
Right.
And what did he do? He looked at that for a minute, and he waited out in his heart. And he said, you know what? I do. I love money more than you. What a terrible thing. But how much more do people sell out in this day compared to what that man had? That man had popularity. That man was a good religious boy. I mean, and what did the Bible say? It said Jesus looked at him, and he loved him. That means there was something honorable about him. He was a good boy.
Right.
He was a good man. He had done things that were right and honorable. But Jesus looked past that and said, but you're still lost, son.
Right.
You'll never get to heaven on that merit. You need my merit.
Yes.
And when presented with the choice, it was too much cost.
Uh-huh.
And people that don't even have riches will sell out for a little lust.
Yeah.
Sure.
I ain't just talking physical. I'm talking lust for money. They'll say, I ain't going to church because I have to work to make this overtime that I don't really need because I just got caught that I don't really have to have. But I need it. Do you?
What?
It's okay to have nice things. It's okay if God blesses you. But don't tell me He blessed you out of His own will. No, sir. He told you to worship in the house of the Lord. That's right. He told you to seek Him early. Amen. God help us. Don't give so much of our effort to the things of this world that are going to perish. Give it to Christ. He said, seek me first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt in my own life, that's the truth. Put Him first always. Don't even just put Him first. Let Him be the only thing. And if He's not in it, forget it. If He's not in your job, leave it. If He's not in your church, leave it. Hallelujah. If you don't see Him here, go somewhere you do. Because it ain't about me. It ain't about a church. It's about people that are actually in love with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God didn't send a preacher to exalt the preacher. He sent him so that you could have a voice speaking to you in this day. He said, God sent the church apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors to edify the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were people other than the rich young ruler tried this. I'm just going to quote it to you. It's Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Then I'll profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Jesus talking another parable, he says, it's Luke 6:46, he says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Brother, sister, if any time you begin to believe in your heart that the commandments of God are too hard to live, you're listening to the wrong voice. If any time you say, I can't actually do what the Bible says I can do, you're listening to the wrong voice. If He is Lord, that means He owns you.
Amen.
And oh my, here at the end time, people don't like that. Somebody own me? I got my own free choice. You can't do nothing about that. You know what? That's right, but I'm a sheep. And the sheep don't have their own choice. They forfeit it to the shepherd because they're too dumb to know what to do. That's right. Have you ever watched a video of sheep with their shepherd? Man, if that shepherd don't say nothing, they just sit there. I don't care if a wolf's coming. They'll just sit there and run around stupid and get killed. They need somebody to guide. And brother, sister, don't you ever try to lead life on your own. Just fall in love with the Lord. Let the shepherd lead you. Take all your thoughts and throw them in the trash. If it's against the word, stay on the word with all your heart. His commandments are not grievous. It's not grievous to be in the presence of God every day. If you're a Christian, it's a joy. Hallelujah. Yeah, you have to forsake the things of the world, but any man that's got revelation will say, that was just a slime pit anyways. I've taken every pleasure. Solomon already told us. He said, I went and I gave myself to liquor. I gave myself to women. I went and did everything I could find. And you know what it all is?
Vanity.
It's a waste of time. And that was before the Holy Ghost was given.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leadership 1965, coming from the sermon here. There's only one form of eternal life, and that comes from God. And He ordained every creature that would ever have it. Just as you were a gene in your father, you was a gene in God. One of His attributes to begin with, or you'll never be there. So we rest in God. We rest that God knows us. We rest that God loved us. But brother, sister, if that's true for you, it ought to have something on the inside that produces a love back. Not because the pastor told me. Not because I'll break up my home if I do what's in my heart. Well, if that's the case, you need to lose whatever's in your heart because it's wrong.
Amen.
That's right. If you fight in the Word of God, die to that thing. God wills, we've talked before, He'll prove if you really love Him or not. We just read right through there. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's right. If I'm really your Lord, you won't question me. You'll just do what I say. And people think people without the Holy Ghost will think that's changed. Why? Because on the inside, they still want the things of the world. So they see Christ as bondage. But a man that has been freed by the Spirit recognizes that all those things he thought he wanted was death traps.
Yes.
You know, a man that thought he wanted to drink could now see by revelation how many people die every year from it. A man that wants to lust after a woman can see how many families have been broken up from adultery.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And any temptation or being worldly, looking sexy, sisters, don't you do it. You stay holy. You stay modest. You stay away from that.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, He said, if you even look at a woman you've lust and lust, you've committed adultery. You sisters ought not to be tempting people on purpose. That's right. The Bible says to wear modest clothing. That's right. Don't wear those things that pertain to men. That's right. That's the Scriptures.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read you another quote here. Because God will prove if you're really a believer or not. Question and answer 1954. He says, and then, here's how you'll know that you're a Christian. By the fruits you bear. Jesus said that. Now, not by the way you shout. I believe in shouting. But that it's not whether you shout or not. It's not whether you speak in tongues or not. I believe in speaking in tongues. It isn't whether you heal the sick or not. I believe in healing. But here's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, patience. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22, 23. And if those signs follow you, then I kind of believe what Jesus told me to look for. He said, this will all men know that you're my disciples when you have love one for another. Although the man might differ with you, yet you love him just the same. Now listen to the rest of this. Oh, if you just love those who love you, what reward have you? Sinners do the same thing.
Sure.
See, and oh, if you, or sorry, see, but you must love those who hate you. And not just make out that you love them, but really love them. Think of it. That's right. Amen is right. See, if a man really hates you, and he's proved he hates you. Means if we went to trial, yep, this man is guilty of all charges. He hates this man. He's proved he hates you. And still in your heart you love him, you're getting pretty close to the kingdom. That's right. Now don't just love him. Say, well, I know I'm supposed to do it. That's a legalist. That's right. But you love him anyhow. If you don't love him from your heart, if you say you love him when you don't, you know what that makes you? Hypocrite. See? So don't walk up and tell him you do unless you really do. And if you don't feel that way, just stay right here until you feel that way. Because I'll assure you, there's sufficient grace to make you feel that way. That's right. It really will. Brother, sister, I've been there. We're all human. I've gotten complex against a brother. Oh, sure. Do things and I might be justified as all get out that this man's wrong, 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 wrong. Right. On all accounts. And instead of doing what I should have done for years, which is, you know what, Lord, I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to believe for him because I could say all I want to. And I'm not saying you shouldn't say something. The Lord leads you to do it. That's right. But your intention should always be, I'm trying to help this man. I want him to be free from sin. I want him to see the error of his ways because I'm basing it on the Word of God. Amen. Too many people base it on, well, you know, I just felt led to tell you this, that, you know, you shouldn't wear red no more. And you open up the Bible and that brother says, well, I don't know where you got that one. There's no basis for that. But if you see a man who isn't reverent to the things of God, a man who's supposed to be a leader in the church and doesn't do the things that the Bible says he's supposed to do. Look, you can't be a deacon unless you're qualified. Right. The Bible has a lot for that. That's right. It says a husband of one wife, he's diligent, he's not greedy of filthy lucre and things like that. Right. If those things ain't happening, you've got a word basis to say something to that man. Sure. You sure do. But don't do it because you want him dead. Do it because you love him. You know, when you read about Jesus and we're talking about what real love is, when Jesus showed love to his disciples, it isn't always the way we think it was. Remember one time he told the disciples, he said, look, very shortly here, I'm going to go. I'm going to die. I'm going to go die. I'm going to be betrayed in the hands of sinners and they're going to crucify me. What did Peter say? Got him in his face and said, you'll never die, Lord. I got your back. You know what Jesus said? Get thee behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. What the pastor did that to you? Right. That shows if you really got revelation or not. Because Peter later on, it was right there. They didn't know. He just said, if you don't eat my flesh, drink my blood, you're going to die. And they're all looking at each other like, what is this guy talking about? And finally, Jesus, you know, they all left him. They were down to the 12 disciples. He says, you're going to go too? Jesus showing his love to his disciples. Don't even explain. Why didn't he even explain that sermon to me? Right. Why didn't he tell me what that was all about? How come he's just confusing me?
Right.
He was given the word. Yes, he was. He said, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood or you're going to die. He said, what are you going to say when you see me back in heaven where I came from? He said, heaven? All we know you from is some backwash town of Nazareth with a bunch of rank sinners. Oh, yeah, virgin birth? Sure. I think you just got, little Joseph maybe got cheated on. Don't tell me they believe in no virgin birth. If the Messiah was coming, really? That's why God had to go get shepherds. He needed somebody to know about it. Church people too stuck up to go to find the real Messiah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Don't you get that way. You miss God. God is always talking to us. I can't stand with someone. I'm seeking God. No, he's all over you. You just ain't listening. You're making God talk your language. You need to talk his.
Amen.
That's right. And you can't get too low. That's right. You can keep humbling yourself. You'll still find the Lord down there on the bottom somewhere. Because the King of Kings came down to the lowest of lows to cover all bases for
Amen.
Us. And when he came to the cross, right before there, when all his disciples were leaving, said, you need to eat my flesh, drink my blood, or you have no life in you. They all thought he was a cannibal. They thought he really wanted him to physically eat him. And the disciples didn't know no different either. And he looked at them. He says, are you leaving too? The love of God shedding forth through his son, challenging the disciples' love.
Right.
Don't get weary in well-doing, brother. Stay with the word. That's right. You don't have to understand it. You need to believe it. Like Peter said, I'm sure it didn't take him long to look around and say, you know what? I left the church. I lost all my friends. He said, Lord, where else am I going to go?
Amen.
I'm convinced you're the Son of God. I'm convinced that you have the words of eternal life. And if I leave you, though I've left everything else, if I leave you, I've lost it all.
Amen.
Shows you a man that really loved God. A man that really loves God trusts God.
Amen.
That's a big thing to swallow down because too many times, and especially here in America, I can't preach to the rest of the world. I can preach to us here. We've got so many things that we can control in our lives. We don't have to worry. You know, the people get sick, well, go to a doctor. You can't go there, go to a specialist. But if you're sitting in India, there ain't a specialist. There ain't a doctor who isn't just trying to get a dollar off you. You need some faith or you're going to die.
Right.
But the devil allows that to happen to get people's faith in the wrong places. Sure, God might send you to a doctor, but that's only because he's sending you.
Amen.
Amen. Remember, there was a time, Elisha, I think the king was going to die. And he said, go tell him, you know, that he's going to live. And we just go right over the top of that story. Don't go read the other account where it says that they took some figs and put it on him and he got better. So God uses medicine. I understand it. But it's rooted in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. If we love him, we'll trust him. Hezekiah didn't have to. He could have said, the doctors have already proven figs don't help this. But he trusts the Lord.
Amen.
He did what the Lord told him. Joshua was the same way. He had this army. He was fighting the enemy. He trusted the Lord in such a way, when they lost only 16 men, he stopped. He stopped it all and said, what's wrong?
Amen.
What's going on? We're supposed to have total victory.
Right.
Brother, sister, I'm saying the same thing. If sin gets in a church, I don't care where it comes. I don't care how little it looks. We stop the train. Where's it at?
Amen.
That's why God sends the gifts of the Spirit. It's supposed to get those things out of us. That's right. Because sometimes you might think pastor went home with you, but he didn't. It was the Holy Spirit did. So the Holy Spirit come. He might give a message. So many tongues interpret it. You say, bless God. That's right.
Amen.
God will send another guest minister in, say the same thing the pastor did, but all of a sudden you believe it.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that because God gave us five offices for that reason. Amen. Let me read you this. Talking about trusting the Lord now. 1956, Divine Love. Now, Doc used to sing a little song. Let me walk with the heavenly dove. Fill my way each day with love. I love that song. I used to think of that. Think of that, and this love began to pour out an extra. We got love, but we need the abundance of love, the overflowing of love. You say, well, I love sinners, but old brother, sister, do you love them well enough to go out and talk to them and woo them to Christ? See what I mean? You say, I love the Lord, but can you trust him when the doctor shakes his head? Can you trust him when everything else is gone? You need an overflowing baptism of love, divine love. When it seems like you pray and your prayer is not answered, do you still love him? Is there something that keeps purging you on? That's God's sovereign grace has to take over. It's got to. It's God's nature. God can't do nothing else but do that. I'm talking about trusting the Lord. If we really do love him, these are they that love the Lord. Those that trust him enough to say, you know what? The world will tell you, don't testify. Because you'll put your job on the line, brothers. That's right. They start thinking you're too radical, they're going to get rid of you. They don't need that no more. Right? We're in a nice liberal age. I'm a school teacher and I testify. And you know that's the first place they go to get rid of Christ. Sure is. Got my whole walls painted with that stuff. I don't care. Take it. Go ahead. Try. God gave me this job. You can't take it from me. It's just like Jesus. That's why they got so mad at Jesus. He looked Pilate right in the face. The governor of the whole land does whatever he wants. He said, you have no power over me. But what God gave you.
That's right.
That's right. You can't crucify me unless I let you. That's why even back in the book of Daniel when the three Hebrew children came. And they said, when you hear, Nebuchadnezzar told them, when you hear all the instruments playing, you get down and worship this idol. If you go read it, idols, it was Nebuchadnezzar's God. He had made Daniel his God because Daniel interpreted his dream. So they were bowing down to a real prophet. I believe Daniel's. But these three Hebrew boys said, no, that's God's prophet. But I ain't worshiping him.
That's right.
We're not supposed to worship the prophet. We worship the God that's in the prophet.
Amen.
And they watched the whole, I'm sure, just stuck out like a sore thumb. All them other backslid church members just went ahead and bowed down.
Right.
And them three looked at each other and said, guys, I just can't do it. Shadrach, what about you? Nope. Nope. Because greater is he that's in me.
Amen.
He that's in the world. That's right. And I'm sure Nebuchadnezzar, all he'd do is look out there. It wasn't too hard to find them believers. And it shouldn't be that hard for the world to find the believers today.
Amen.
That shows you if you're living right or not. If you just blend right on in with the things of the world, you need to back the train up and figure out, Lord, am I really loving you? Or am I just kidding myself? But they came to the trial. They loved him so much, they trusted him as well.
Amen.
And when the decree went forth, they weren't afraid of it. They said, fine. And they brought him into the kings. He said, look, okay, I'm going to give you a second chance here. I know you're getting a little fanatical, but let's reason this out for a little bit. Let's reason out these things that you say, believe, you know, serpent seed and things like that. Let's reason this out for a minute And when we get you back into the group again, we'll let you come back and everything will be fine and dandy. These guys were rulers.
Yes, they were.
Daniel got them kind of into the job, but they were. God used them. They were found wise. That's right. He said, no, no, king, you didn't hear us wrong. We're not worshiping that thing. We're going to worship the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, didn't you know that I'm going to send you in the fiery furnace? Yeah, we know. He says, but our God is able to deliver us.
Amen.
He didn't stop there. He said, and he will.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. You can't kill us. He's going to deliver us.
Amen.
But he made the point. Even if he didn't deliver us, king, this is how much we don't care about your opinion over God's. Even if you could kill us, we're not bowing down to your image.
That's right.
And that king, look, Nebuchadnezzar, he was the head of gold. He was known for being the most glorious dictatorship that hit the world, that in the image of Daniel. He was the golden kingdom.
That's right.
He said, what? These three little slave boys? From that nation I already just decimated on every corner, and I had a little mercy and saved them. They're telling me I don't have power over them. Burn it up 7 times hotter than what it's ever been.
Yes, sir.
It was so hot, the guards that were pushing them in died.
Yes.
But there was a fourth man showed up.
Yes.
And Nebuchadnezzar, look, the witness of God standing true. He knows those that are his. He looked down and says, hey, wait, I thought there was three down there. I'm seeing four. And I'm not just seeing four. They're loosed. And they're walking. And they're praising. And the fourth looks like the Son of God. Hallelujah. That's right. If we love Him enough, we'll trust Him. Brother, sister, and that's why God gave us those witnesses. I understand they might not throw you in the fire first. Maybe they will. I don't know how bad it's going to get before God raptures the church out of here. We don't know. But there's one thing for sure. Trust Him. Never forsake the Word. Never lose your convictions.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've already told you when I worked at Ponderosa, way back when now, I'm starting to feel old, brother, sister. Somebody asked about Ponderosa. I'm like, man, that was a while ago, you know. But I could have been a man. I was a manager for a while. But I told them before they gave it to me, I'm not working Wednesday night and I'm not working Sundays because I'm going to go to church. I don't necessarily need this position. But if the Lord wants me to do it, I'll do it. Sure enough, he you know, that's okay for a while.
Sure.
But after a while, they're like, well, you know, kind of don't want to work this Sunday. You know, I need to go watch football. That's what the world does just about. That's why it's on Sunday. That's right. Man came to me one day and said, you know, I think we should get another manager. I said, do you know anybody? I said, sure. So there's a guy who used to work here. I'll get a hold of him. Got a hold of him. Got him in there. You know what they did? Gave him my job and demoted me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Lord, that's fine. I trust you.
Right.
You know what? I didn't need all them hours anymore because I'd do my student teaching that next front, and I could not have been a manager and student taught at the same time. I'd have been dead. But just to let you know, God witnessed those that are His. He doesn't let people get away with that stuff.
Right.
And we ought to pray for those. It's a scary business to come against the Son of God. I didn't say come against the flesh. I'm talking about the God that's in His children. You don't come against that. God knows. He says, don't take vengeance on yourself, but He says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. That man lost his job shortly thereafter. Why? Because it's not, I don't need to worry about it. God will make all things right. That's right. He says, don't go vengeance on yourself. He said, the Lord of light saw it all. And there'll be a day there is no darkness and everything will get exposed for what it is. Amen. That's why Christians quit worrying about that. Love the Lord.
Amen.
Love the Lord. That's right. And if you do see a brother walking wrong, first thing we ought to do is pray.
Amen.
How come that's the last thing we do?
Right.
First thing we do is bash him over the head, gossip to the whole church about it, get all mad and upset, and then after we realize that we're so convicted we can't really stand ourselves, then we pray.
Lord.
If you love Him, trust Him.
Amen.
Last thing I want to say is if you really love Him, you'll obey Him.
Amen.
That's right. And it won't be grievous to you. Let me read you another quote here it's a little lengthy. I'll be closing up here soon. You enjoying the Word this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's coming from another Question and Answers, 1962. Listen now. Oh, there's so much of this legalism today, the touch not, taste not. You don't do things legally. I didn't come to this church tonight legally. I feel tired. I've been nervous. I'm upset. I'm wondering about something that's out before me. My heart's burning, even as much till my heart's fluttering. I got a cramp, a pain right in this minute, just shooting back and forth, up and down through here. Weak, nervous, trembling, catch a hold here and squeeze. Got my toes squeezed up in my shoes. I felt anything but to come down here. Why did I come then? Because I love God. Live or die, I must stand here for Him.
Amen.
It's not because I have to. He wouldn't care about whether I did or not. If I die, I'd go to heaven anyhow. That's when you know your legalism's dead.
Right.
When you ain't saved or unsaved because of what you did today or tomorrow or yesterday. The only thing you had to do was believe.
Amen.
And God will witness your faith by giving you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. Yes, He will. Give you a new birth. Hallelujah. But let me find where I was at. If I die, I'd go to heaven anyhow. But I'm coming because I love Him. You serve God because you love Him, not because you just got to do it. Because you love Him enough. I'm not true to my wife because I'm afraid she divorced me. I'm true to her because I love her. There's no other woman but her, in the world but her. That's the reason I'm true to her. If I'd done a mistake and they thought I did something wrong, come to her and say, Mita, honey, I didn't mean to do that. She'd forgive me for it. I know she would. I forgive her. I love her. But I'd forgive her. She'd forgive me. But I wouldn't do it for nothing. I love her too much to do it. It isn't because I didn't think she'd forgive me. It's the idea that I love her too much to do it in the first place. Amen,
amen,
Christians. Amen. And as long as I love her like that, I'll never do it. And if she loves me the way she's supposed to, she won't either. And you love the Lord with all your heart, you don't have to worry about these things. If you make a mistake, you don't sin willfully. See, let's make sure we get this right. Let me read that one more time. And you love the Lord with all your heart, and you don't have to worry about these things. If you make a mistake, you don't sin willfully. You just done something wrong, see? You've slipped back. True, you was up here in fellowship. You've dropped back down in this must down here again. Now, we have to recognize that happens, brother, sister. And if you're a legalist, you're condemned again.
Sure.
That's right. And then you might feel good enough. You might get a little ritual down for a week or two, and you'll feel good again. Then you're saved.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll fall again.
Right.
And the whole time, what's God trying to tell you? You can't do this anyways.
Right.
And the more you try to be a legalist, the worse you'll be at it.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, if you can find a few things that don't even tempt you in the first place, some of you sisters say, oh, man, I can conquer football, no problem. I don't care. Well, that ain't really a victory, is it? Some of your brothers said, I've never been tempted to go look up shoes all day.
Right.
Don't bother me a bit. Man, I'm an overcomer. And some of us will do that with certain things. I'll be honest real quick. I've never had a temptation about paying my tithes. Ever. Automatically do it. Never had to worry about it. So the people that have that, I can't really relate to you. I've never been there before. But I'll pray for you because that's God's word. And His commandments are not grievous.
Right.
That's right. Like I told you when we preached church order, pay your tithes, brother, sister, not because I'm getting them, because you know I ain't, but because, I mean, that's God's money.
Amen.
Give it to Him.
Right.
Lose your heat, lose your gas bill, let the government sue you before you steal from God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because don't fear Him that can destroy the body. Fear Him that can destroy the soul in hell.
Amen.
Amen. But we do make mistakes. And if we'll recognize it and repent and say, Lord, I was wrong, and come back to Him, our fellowship's never broken with the Lord.
Right.
It's when we make excuses. When we say, Lord, You know why I did that. Yeah, He does. Because you messed up. It's not because you had to. You chose it. A man that's got the Holy Ghost. Listen now. You're telling me that the devil can beat the Holy Ghost?
No.
So it's not that the Holy Ghost failed, it's you failed.
Right.
You gave over to your flesh because we're still in a war.
Right.
Not until the resurrection will we'll be out of this thing. But right now, we're still in a body of corruption. Paul said it himself. He says, what a wretched man that I am. He said, I've got distresses on every side. He said, but none of that bothers me. What bothers me is me.
Amen.
When I want to do good, evil's present. When I want to love this man, the devil gives me a thought to hate him.
Right.
That's right. But instead of listening to the devil, instead of saying, because I was tempted, I'm sinning, because you're not yet. Because
right.
Jesus was tempted.
Amen.
But without sin.
Yeah.
So when you're tempted, just don't do it.
Amen.
Don't make up reasonings. Don't make up excuses. I'd rather a person be a straight sinner and be honest with it,
yeah,
than to make excuses.
You're
in the worst condition there is. A prostitute had a chance in the days of Jesus. That's right, a tax collector, a thief, a liar, stealer. That's what it was in that day. He had a chance to get saved. But that religious man that knew the word, it wouldn't do it, and made excuses why he didn't do it, didn't have a chance. Jesus looked right at that Pharisee and said, you're of the father of the devil, and his works you do. Don't ever get that way, brother, sister.
Amen.
Serve the Lord because you love Him.
Yes,
Now, when we drop out of fellowship, instead of dropping and then just staying down and getting condemned and letting the devil beat us all up and just say, you're worthless, you're worthless, you're worthless, I want to read you a story. You might know it, but I'm going to read it one more time here. Yes, brother, sister, whoever wrote this, because it's actually a question. Like I said, the sermon's question and answer, somebody had said this about falling away. Whoever wrote this, if you've fallen down here, that don't mean you're lost. You're just the eagle got into a pen, that's all. You're caged up down here in sin again. You don't want to be there. That's the reason you're looking upward.
Amen.
Now, if you're comfortable in sin, that's a different story.
Right.
I don't got a lot of hope for that. But if it's a man who's like, man, I, you know, a man that lusts, said, Lord, I want to get freed.
Sure.
I don't want to be like this. You got a chance, brother.
Right.
But a man that says, oh, God understands I'm a man. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. No hope for you.
Right.
Jesus is the only one that can help you in the first place. Let me finish this. There you are. Oh, Brother Branham, I once lived up here. Is there a way here? Yes. Reminds me of one day, oh, little boy, I was walking around behind the farm, and there was someone had tied an old crow to keep him out of the corn. And that poor little fellow was just about starved to death. I couldn't be that mean to do that. He tied the old crow by the foot, and the old fella had eat everything was around. He just couldn't get nothing else. The farmer just left him. And he was so poor that he couldn't even get up. And the crows would fly over and caw, caw, caw. In other words, say, come on, Johnny Crow. Wintertime's coming. Let's go south. But he couldn't do it. He was tied. So one day, a certain fella come by and seen that poor old crow. So he just went over, caught him, and untied him. Said, go on, boy, you're free. See, and so then the first thing you know, he kept walking around. Just right around a circle. Here comes the crows over hollering, come on, Johnny Crow, caw, caw, caw. Let's go south. The winter's coming. You're going to freeze to death. If he could look back and say, can't do it. See, he had been so used to being tied, see, he just thought he was still tied. You may think you're tied too, brother, sister, that wrote this question. You may think the devil's got you tied down here, but he's lying.
Amen.
There was one time a man come to earth. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he untied you. Don't you believe it? Don't you have to stay down there? No, sir, you're free. That's right. He died in your place to take away your sins. You just believe on him. Flap your wings and fly away with the rest of them. Don't stay in the pit of the devil. No, sir. He reads the question. He says, now, will you lay hands upon me and free me from that? That's the cop-out for a lot of people. They know what the word says, that you need to believe it. You need to apply it. But they say, well, pastor, prophet, evangelist, whoever, come pray for me. If you pray for me, then I'll really get healed. I have nothing to do with it. If you don't believe it in the first place, I can pray for you all day.
That's right.
All that's doing is saying that I believe it. You need to believe it.
Yes.
That's right. I believe we help one another, sure. But that's why he says bear one another's burdens. But he said at the end of the day, every man will bear his own burden.
Right.
Which means you got to be part of this too.
Amen.
Amen. He says, will you lay hands on me and free me from that? Sister dear or brother dear, sure. I'd lay hands on you, but that wouldn't free you. What would free you is to understand that you're already free.
Yes.
You're already untied.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about being free. You're already free.
Yes.
Jesus made you free. Be not again entangled in the yoke of bondage. That's the scriptures. You're free as you can be. You don't have to be tangled up. Laying my hands on you is just a tradition. We might do that. I could do that, but still wouldn't set you free until you accept what he's done for you. That's just me saying, Lord, I believe it. Well, you just lay your hands by faith upon him, Jesus now, upon him. Say, Lord, I believe it. Up you come. That's right. Confess your sins. See, he that hides his sins will not prosper, covers his sins. But he that will confess his sins, there's where you get your freedom and justification. When you're willing to say, I've sinned, I'm wrong. That's what you said here. Because he was reading the question. He says, I have fallen, I have sinned, I'm dead wrong. Is there a chance for me to be whole again? Absolutely. The minute that you desired it, that shows that God dropped the lifeline down to pick you up.
Amen.
Just rise you up on the lifeline of faith and prayer. Move right on up until the rest of the eagles like that and go flopping away. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Brother, sit. If you want to be free, at the end of the day, you know what it is? Fall in love with the Lord.
Amen.
Fall in love with the Lord more. Fall in love so much that he can say, like he said to Job, he's a perfect man. He loves me and he hates evil. That's right. He despises evil because he's so in love with me. He gave the sacrifice. There ain't no signs I love him. But he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He gives, he takes away. I'm still going to trust him. His own wife showed up and said, Job, we lost it all. We lost it all for your crazy religion.
Sure.
We lost it all for this message. Got quiet. He said, the Lord gave, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it said that Job was careful. He never sinned with his mouth. Oh, I'm sure he had them thoughts a-coming. He had his buddies to come help him. Come let him know that, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, Job, you got to be a sinner somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You cannot be justified by just having faith.
Uh-huh.
We know you done something wrong. He said, no. I know I'm wrong. I know our children's wrong. But I know the atonement God told me to give, and I did it.
Amen.
I obeyed him. I'm trusting him. Whatever's happening, I don't understand it, but I believe God will get me through it.
Amen.
And he did. Hallelujah. Most people read Job and they forget the last two chapters. Read the end of the story, brother, sister. A lot of people read the Bible and all they get through is the beginning. Read the whole thing. We win. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Don't get bogged down. I got to love the Lord. I got to do this. Don't get a legalistic attitude. Recognize that at Revelation, you're standing there.
Amen.
It says they stood up and they sang, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Who was that? That was us.
Amen.
Amen. God's already seen it. He saw time from the beginning to the end, and we're already there. So what are we so worried about down here?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why do I love the Lord? Because I am a part of him.
Amen.
It's just what I am.
Yes.
I just love him because I'm his wife.
Amen.
He's my husband. Hallelujah. And before the world is even framed, he already put the wedding band on my hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before I even had a chance to choose, he chose me.
Amen.
Before I could even express my love to him, he loved me. Before he even talked to me about it, we all would have been like Peter too. Lord, you ain't dying. I'm just too carnal to think about losing you naturally.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
But the Lord knew. He said, no, I'll die for you. I'll take your place. And even just to wrap this up, after Jesus had raised from the dead, I believe it was Mary Magdalene or one of the sisters there, he had met with, and the disciples didn't see him yet. And he told her, go tell my disciples and Peter. Why? Because that was the one that needed the most encouragement. He had just denied him a few days ago. He said, let's go fishing, boys. Forget it. We failed it. We failed. It didn't work. He's dead. It's over. Go tell my disciples and make sure you get Peter to come say, I've risen from the dead.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And in this last days, he's come again.
Amen.
The form of the Son of Man. That's right. He's still alive today. Yes. We're under the Holy Ghost dispensation. That's why he's changed his mask once again. And where is he? He's in the heart of every believer.
Yes.
By the baptism of the Holy Ghost, those are those that really love the Lord. Let's stand together today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's worship him for a little bit. Oh, how I love Jesus. Song 6. If you don't know it, I just like to sing the chorus. It's F, Dad. You're going to have to help me out now.
Oh, how I because he
worship him now.
How I love Jesus.
Just think on him. Don't worry about your name. Don't worry about anyone else. Express your love to your Savior.
Because he first loved me.
Sing it again.
And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Yeah, keep playing.
Let's bow our heads all together. Every head bowed,
every eye closed. Go into that holy place where it's just you and him. If the words convict you today, it wasn't to destroy you. It was to help you. It was to bring you back. Brother, is there a way back? Yes. God's revealed you something wrong. Don't make excuses. Just say, Lord, from the depths of my soul, I'm sorry. I knew better, but Lord, you died for my iniquities. And I believe in that. Is there anyone raising hands and say, Lord, that's me? God bless you, brother. 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 God bless you. Thank the Lord. Everyone reverent. That's just between you and him. Hallelujah. Why do we raise our hands? We're surrendering it. We're surrendering it to you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, sis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The blood's still here, I believe, with all my heart. I believe there's still an atonement made for you. There's a joy in the Lord. Don't succumb to less than that. Stay in that perfect fellowship. If some of the world comes, brother, sister, don't give over to temptation. Reject it in the name of the Lord. Go back to the things of God. You'll find the joy that the devil's trying to tempt you. Because he don't have it. Only the Lord does. There's no peace in those things. There's no love. There's no joy. Those are fruits of the Spirit, not of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone that doesn't know the Lord and just want to say, Lord, I'd like to know you for myself. I've heard about you. I've read about you. Lord, I really want to have the Holy Ghost in me, that I know you personally. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. God bless you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Believe it now with all your heart. God will fill you. Even if you're just running empty, God will fill you back up, brother, sister. He will. You're not meant to be down in the dumps, Johnny Crow. You're meant to fly. Get them wings and come up and fly with the rest of them. How, brother? Start believing the word for yourself that I am restored. I am a Christian. God did love me, and that's why I love him. Hallelujah. I've got something worth praising him for. That's why we got our hands to flap him and praise him with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anyone just say, Lord, I want to rededicate myself to the cause. Rededicate myself to the Lord. I know you've saved me. I know you've filled me. But Lord, I just want to say, Lord, I'm on your side. That I want to do your will. I want to rededicate myself to the love that I had for you when I first got saved. I want to have it, Lord, and more abundantly. Hands all over. Praise the Lord. Let's all pray together.
Oh, yes,
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the truth that you sent us, for showing us how much you love us, Lord. And Lord, as my heart agreed with everyone else here, Lord, we want to love you with all that's in us. You're just so worthy of it, Lord. We adore you. We magnify you, Lord. Without you, we're nothing. But with you, we're everything. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love you bestowed on us. Lord, we thank you that the blood has combed over our souls and taken away all the darkness, Lord. Lord, we open up big, say, Father, let the Holy Ghost fill us all fresh and anew. Drive us away from evil, Lord. Keep us under your wings, we pray. Let our faith latch onto the Master and never let go. Lord, we don't have to understand it. Help us to always believe it, though, with all that's in us. Lord, we look towards you coming. We know you're coming soon. And with each one that's dedicated themselves, each one that's come back to the Lord, each one that's come to the Lord, I pray they'd all shelter behind the Word, that they'll be behind the Holy Ghost, to keep them away from all the things of the world and say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Take us out from this wretched place that we live. Lord, and however much longer we need to be here, Lord, whatever souls, may we love you enough to testify of you. May we love you enough to trust you in the hard times. May we love you enough to tell the world when it doesn't look like you're answering prayer that you're still God. We still believe you and you'll come out at the end. Lord, I pray for each one, Lord, that you'll just restore them, Lord, as they asked, that you'll hear their hearts cry and manifest in every life that's here today. We ask these things, Lord, in the name that cannot fail, the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. We'll sing that song together in a minute. I do want to open up the altar, though, for any that would want to come forward and receive prayer. Be happy to pray with you. If there's any needs in the building, physically, spiritually, or in between, God bless you, brother. If there's anyone else, come now, please. Thank you, Jesus. Sing that low state and atmosphere of prayer. If the Lord's answering your prayer, praise Him for it. Pray for these that come forward. Lord, I believe with them. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus be.
Feel His presence here with us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus be the Lord of.
Yield yourself to the Spirit now.
Jesus be.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
The Lord.
Be with our brother. Just worship Him your
praise
own way.
Praise Thy name, Father.
Oh, I love you, Lord.
I
Jesus.
Love you,
thank
adore
you for your
you,
word
Jesus.
Today, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you
thank
for helping
you, Lord.
Us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for encouraging me, Lord. Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a presence,
praise
Lord. Thank you for being
Lord
with
Jesus.
Us, Lord. Thank you for never
praise
leaving us or forsaking
name.
Us. Hallelujah.
God, we love you and adore you.
Thank
blessed
you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
And I love you. Oh, I.
Aren't you? have you for that today. Thank you, Lord. Just praise Him, children. Lift your voices hallelujah. To Him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father. Thank you for your love. Praise thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise
hallelujah.
The Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, we lift Jesus. You up, Lord Jesus.
Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God in the highest.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. I'd like to sing a song here. I don't know if the church is real familiar with it. 693. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. Just been on my heart. Give me a... Let's try maybe an F, Dad.
693. Just the chorus there.
More that I surrender, the lighter my load, the more that I release my cares, the more you take control.
Today, amen. The Spirit of God here amongst praise us. Thank the Lord Jesus. Praise. What else do we want to know? That He loves us. Amen. Amen. That He cares for us. Jesus. And that we love Him back. Jesus. You know, I thought about it. I've seen y'all before. Y'all been here before, haven't you? Or have I not seen you at all, sis, somewhere? Not one time? Maybe? My, they look real familiar. What's that? Maybe I've just seen you all around. I could have sworn I've seen, maybe the Spirit knows you. That's what it is. Maybe I don't remember you, but I could have sworn I've seen you before. But the Lord knows. I pray you're blessed. I pray we're all blessed today by the Lord. Amen. Well, I love you. I don't know why. Actually, I do. I can tell by your spirit you love me. Amen. I just love praising His name. I want to praise Him before we go today. 447. Give me a G, Dad. You don't know it, 447. I love Him better every day. Amen. We'll sing this. I'll let Dad take the service. You can be dismissed on this. God bless you.